Over under 5 pairs of shorts. That's how many I'm going to say. I'm going to say over 5 pairs of shorts I see today out and about on people.
I thought you meant, am I going to wear today?
Don't you think? This is when, especially if you're in the campus area, because college kids or middle schoolers, they are always going to be cutting the bottoms off their pants when the temps hit this.
I always say to each their own, but there are people that wear shorts, like even in the winter, which you can't be that warm where that place in your body making that cooler is going to help.
Maybe
you know what I mean?
They just really like the lower half of their legs.
Well, that's the thing, too, because as you get older and certain things begin to not stay in shape, for dudes at least, the calves usually are pretty impressive.
So basically, it's a vanity thing.
This is the only thing from here, my knee to my ankles, the only thing I got good going for me.
Especially
right now,
when they haven't seen sun for 3 straight months.
Sports Talk 105.1 with the very latest local news.
Well, we can start in the courts. As we know, a judge has ruled that the man convicted of murdering his parents in the southern part of our state is being required to attend his sentencing hearing. The judge in charge of Chandler Helderson's case ruled he must be present for the hearing, which is scheduled for today. He's requested to be absent from the hearing, but the judge said his request doesn't meet any expectations to the rule requiring defendants to be present. And Helderson faces a mandatory life sentence on 2 first-degree intentional homicide charges. He'll open wide and say, why? A Wisconsin dentist is facing up to 10 years in prison after being convicted for intentionally breaking patients' teeth and then taking x-rays to file claims with insurance companies. He filed more than $4 million in claims with just one insurance company over a 3-year span. The new owner of the dentistry that he worked for said he discovered the misconduct after reviewing patient files. We take a peek into the Wisconsin political stage, where Wisconsin's congressional delegation is responding after a heartfelt plea from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday. Democrat Congressman Mark Pocan says that despite a request, he's unlikely to back a no-fly zone over Ukraine.
While it sounds good on the surface, it also has to be enforced, and that would likely fall on us, which would put us directly in the conflict. And I think that has been something that the president and I think many in Congress in both parties have not wanted to directly do.
Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says we need to keep an eye on China during the conflict. And when it comes to kicks, of course, Jordans get a lot of attention. But what about White Castle teaming up with Puma? It's happening.
White Castle officials say the limited edition Puma White Castle RS sneaker is designed in orange, tan, and brown to resemble the chain's famous slider hamburgers. The shoes also include hidden design elements like the White Castle logo and the slogan, "What You Crave," on the tongue. These sneakers will retail for $120. I'm Mark Mayfield.
You know, the other day, Casper came into the newsroom and said, "Hey, Mark, do you want to color a picture with me?" And I'm like, "Hey, why not? I like to color." But he only gave me 3 crayons.
Orange, tan, and brown.
And when I asked him how I was going to hang it up, he said,
"On the tongue."
And when he showed me the picture he colored, you know what he wanted for it?
$120.
For Sports Talk 105.1, I'm Morgan McCarthy.